You're so busy with so many good things, you don't have time for the most important thing in life, time alone with God. And you will miss his purpose in all of your life. You can be so busy with good things that keep you from the best. Now, the Bible says it over and over again. Simplify. Get rid of unnecessary weights. Don't try to do it all. Just do what matters most. Like a runner, stay free. Lay aside the weights. Lay aside the stuff that entangles you. Stay free.
In order to know the purpose or function of something, whether it's a new device or tool, some sort of gadget or whatever, you need to look at the instruction manual. Even better, you should seek out the designer or the maker of the object in question. After all, who knows more about it than the one who created it? Hello, and welcome again to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick Warren will help you discover in the Scriptures what God had in mind for your life when He, quite literally, invented you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Getting Ready to Be Used by God.
Romans 6:13. Do not let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness to be used for sinning. Instead, give yourselves completely to God since you've been given new life. And use your whole body. Circle that. Your whole body. Use your whole body as a tool. That means eyes, ears, nose, mouth. Every part of my body as a whole body as a tool to do what is right for the glory of God. Now, why this emphasis on the physical? I mean, I understand God saying, I want your heart to be clean. I can get that. But why does he say, I want your body, your physical body, to be dedicated to me? I'll tell you why. Because you can't do anything on this earth without your body. Anywhere you're going to serve God, your body goes with you. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. But you cannot be where your body isn't. Sometimes people say, oh, I can't be with you tonight, but I'll be with you there in spirit. You know what that means? Nothing. It means nothing. You can't be in spirit with somebody. You can only be where your body is. And as long as you are alive on this planet Earth, you will only be where your body is. That's why Jesus said, it's good for me to go away because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit back. Why? Because when Jesus was here in the flesh, he could only be in one place at one time. Now he could put his spirit in all of us and be all around the world at once. So he's saying, I want you to dedicate your body to me because you take your body everywhere you go to serve God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 says this, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? A lot of people today just truncate that verse and say, don't you know your body is a temple? No, it's not a temple. It is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Some people want to make their body a temple themselves, to themselves. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God. You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. Jesus paid for your body on the cross. So you must honor God with your body. Question, are you honoring God with your body? I'm not talking about your heart. I'm talking about your physical body. Are you honoring God with your body? Say, how do I do that? By taking care of it. You need to take care of it because it is a stewardship. It is a management. You see, God created your body. Jesus died for your body. The Holy Spirit lives in your body, so God expects you to take care of your body. Now, the Bible talks about a balance of eating and sleeping and exercise and rest. Here are a few verses here on the screen. Psalm 127:2. It is senseless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, for God wants his loved ones to get their proper rest. Sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is go take a nap. Don't do it now, but taking a nap. And long before scientists uncovered the damage of excess sweets, the Bible said this in Proverbs 25, eating too much honey is not good. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:18, do not get drunk. Do not get drunk on wine, which will ruin you, which leads to debauchery. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, you must do it all for the glory of God. The Bible even has some to say about exercise and discipline. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9:27, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. Now, we all know we need exercises to keep our brains working efficiently. By the way, I want to recommend sleepwalking because you combine rest and exercise together. And this would be great multitasking for those of you who have a tough time finding time for one of the other. Just sleepwalking. You can do them both at the same time. Psalm 119:73 says this, you made my body, Lord. Now give me sense to heed your laws. And you say, Rick, is this really that important? It is that important. Did you know that one-third of Jesus' ministry dealt with health care? The Bible says in Matthew 4, Jesus went into every village preaching, teaching, and healing. One-third of his ministry was helping people get healthy. One-third of his ministry. Because Jesus doesn't just care about you getting into heaven. He cares about your soul, but he also cares about your mind, education, and your body, health. So the Bible says we are to purify our hearts. Let's get the sin out of our lives so God can use us. And we are to sanctify our bodies. I don't know how you feel about your body, but really you've only got three or four options. You can reject it, neglect it, perfect it, or protect it. You can reject it, which a lot of people do. I don't like my body, and give me another model, and they're always trying to fix it, and you treat it like it's a mistake. That's not right. You can neglect it, which is what most of us do. We just don't pay attention to our bodies. You can go the other extreme and perfect it. You become narcissistic, and you're just all about glorifying your body and how great you look, and everything is all about how you look, and it's all about appearance, and it becomes an idol. But don't neglect and don't reject and don't perfect. The Bible says protect. Protect it. Because God created it and Jesus paid for it and the Holy Spirit lives in it.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you will begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you discover how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
I don't know how you feel about your body, but really, you've only got three or four options. You can reject it, neglect it, perfect it, or protect it. You can reject it, which a lot of people do. I don't like my body, and give me another model, and they're always trying to fix it, and you treat it like it's a mistake. That's not right. You can neglect it, which is what most of us do. We just don't pay attention to our bodies. You can go the other extreme and perfect it. You become narcissistic, and you're just all about glorifying your body and how great you look, and everything is all about how you look, and it's all about appearance, and it becomes an idol. But don't neglect and don't reject and don't perfect. The Bible says protect. Protect it, because God created it, and Jesus paid for it, and the Holy Spirit lives in it. Now, maybe you were a part of Daniel Plan and you've kind of fallen away, or maybe you weren't even here when we started. It'd be a good time to get started on this. And I want you to be healthier a year from today than now, so you'll have more energy. Right now, if God told some of you to do something, you couldn't do it because you don't have the energy to do it. Purify your heart. Second, sanctify your body. Third, simplify your schedule. Now we move to the issue of time. Because not only do you have to have your heart right and you have to have your health right, you got to have the hours right in your life. You don't have time to do everything. Everybody agree with that? You don't have time to do everything. But the good news is God doesn't expect you to do everything. And not everything's worth doing in the first place. I am convinced you could probably cut out about half of what you're doing and you would be healthier emotionally, relationally, and spiritually. You don't have time to do everything, but you do have this, and I want you to write this down. I have just enough time to do God's will. Would you write that down? I have just enough time to do God's will. God would not give you more to do than he gives you hours in the day to do it. So if you have more to do than you have time to do, you know what it means? There's something on your to-do list that isn't God's will. Because God's not going to give you more to do than you have time to do. You have just enough time to do God's will. Now, here's the problem. God has a plan for your life, but so does everybody else. And they want their plan. And their plan often counteracts and interferes with God's plan for your life. So the Bible says this in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. The grace of God that brings salvation and has appeared to all men, that grace of God teaches us to say no. Circle that. Say no. Teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and it teaches us to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives. The greatest time management tool ever invented are the two middle letters of the alphabet, N-O. That's the greatest time management tool you ever. No is a positive term. It's a positive term because it allows you to stay focused on what God wants you to do rather than what everybody else wants you to do. Now, the Bible talks about redeeming the time in Ephesians 5:16. It says, redeem the time for the days are evil. How do you do that? Well, a couple ways. You got to make a plan, and then you got to be ruthless with distractions. First, you've got to make a plan. And in Psalm 90, verse 12, it says this. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Now, the Bible tells us that wisdom comes from numbering our days. What does that mean? It means you keep track of them. You have an account of them. You have a schedule. You have a day timer. You know where your time is going. Numbering your days is the same thing as numbering your money. It's a budget. You've heard me say many times that a budget is telling your money where you want it to go rather than wondering where it went. Well, you need a budget not just for your money. You need a budget for your time. And that's called a calendar or a schedule. And you need to simplify your schedule so you're using the maximum amount of time on the things that matter most in life and the minimum amount of time on things that don't matter. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. How do we do that? Well, you got to make a plan. First, you clarify what matters in life, what's important. Then you calculate how much time it's going to take to do it. And then you calendar it on the calendar. Until it gets on the calendar, it's just a dream. But when you get it on a calendar and you've calculated how much time it's going to take, now you're going to move forward. So you make a plan. People ask me all the time, Rick, how do you juggle so many balls at once? I'm organized. And I have priorities, and I know what matters, and I don't worry about the stuff that doesn't get done because I could not possibly get it all done. But I just make sure that I get what matters most done. So you make a plan. And the second thing you do is you be ruthless with distractions. Now, you know, many of you know I grow a garden. I grow vegetables, and I actually grow fruit. And I have all kinds of different fruit trees. And this year, my peach tree, when it bloomed, it was literally loaded with peaches. Every branch had a little peach blooming about every single inch. So a branch of a tree might have 100 peaches on it. You think, oh, that's a good thing. No, that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. Because if you have 100 peaches on a branch, they're all going to be about that big. And so you know what I had to do? I had to go through and by hand take away about 2/3 of them and throw them away. You say, you took away little peaches? Yes, I did. Because they're little peaches and big pits. And if you want big fruit, you got to throw most of it away. Does that make sense? If you want big fruit, you got to throw most of it away. I want big fruit in your life. I want to see big results in your life. That means you got to throw away most of the things in your life that you're doing so you get big fruit. Paul says, this one thing I do, not these 40 things I dabble in. You can get so many irons in the fire, you put out the fire. And if you are burning the candle at both ends, you've heard me say this before, you're not as bright as you think you are. You're doing too much. You have to simplify your schedule so you're available for God to work in your life. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about this. In fact, on your outline, there are three verses that give three powerful metaphors, a runner, a soldier, and a farmer. And in all three of these, they're teaching the same thing. You got to simplify, you got to simplify, you got to simplify your life. In Hebrews 12, 1, he says, like a runner, I must stay free. In other words, I got to run with as little baggage as possible. I don't put on an overcoat and a parka and a heavy, boots to run in. I strip down and get as light as possible, so I'm carrying as little as possible as I'm going through life. He says, life is like a race, and he says, verse 1, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, all these weights, these things that weigh us down. Throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. God has a race for you. We talked about this last week. You can't run somebody else's race. They can't run yours. You can only run your own race. But you can take on so many other things that you're running the race quite slowly because you're wearing too much and carrying too much. I know this one from personal experience, friends. If the devil can't make you bad, he'll just make you busy. And you will miss God's purpose for your life. Not because you're doing anything evil, wicked, mean, bad, and nasty, but because you're just too busy. And you're so busy with so many good things, you don't have time for the most important thing in life, time alone with God, which is what you were created for. And you will miss his purpose in all of your life. You can be so busy with good things that keep you from the best. And the Bible says it over and over again. Don't try to do it all. Just do what matters most. Like a runner, stay free.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement. So please stay with us. It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthfully you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why we put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you'll take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Did you know that you can listen to Daily Hope every day through our podcast? Many of our listeners say they make this part of their quiet time each day. You can actually download the podcast at PastorRick.com. And then you can listen on the go whenever it's convenient for you. For instance, Debbie, one of our listeners, says that she listens on her lunch break. Here's what she wrote. Hey, Pastor Rick, your podcast is the perfect way to just relax from a busy job, and it refreshes, it fills my heart with hope and energy. Helps me be a light for Jesus in what is sometimes a stressful and tiring day. And Debbie continues in the note she wrote, I recently came out of a 2-year period of depression and chronic stress brought on by my mother's passing. I'm sorry, Debbie. And she said, it took a long time to rebuild my confidence and hope and to restore my daily connection with God. But the format of the Daily Hope podcast is just perfect in that it's 25 minutes of godly, practical, biblical teaching that I can absorb. Now, having it available online for free, she says, has been such a blessing. It's made such a significant impact on my personal healing. And so I'm happily sending money to support this podcast because I know it's a good soul and spirit food for anybody who listens to it. Bless you, and thank you for teaching me how God works through the pain that life sometimes brings. You remain a spiritual lighthouse to me. Well, Debbie, I know that God's going to continue to help you grow, help you learn, and I'm blessed that He's using Daily Hope Podcast to do that in your life. Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. And thanks to all of you for supporting Daily Hope. Your financial gifts make it possible for us to tell people around the world that there's hope in Jesus. Thanks, everybody, for listening today. And I pray that you'll receive God's blessings because I know that even when you can't see them, God is pouring His blessings into your life. Thanks for listening today. And please remember to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, The Purpose-Driven Church, and pastor of Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. If you're a church leader or you're a pastor, I want to invite you to come spend 4 days with me, October 11, 12, 13, and 14. Come join me at the Lake Forest campus for 4 days. I'm going to be teaching Purpose-Driven Essentials, the basic training that has trained almost 500,000 church leaders around the world in 164 countries. Come and join us. This is the conference that has literally started tens of thousands of new churches and revitalized hundreds of thousands of churches. Space is limited, so I encourage you to register now at pd.church. pd.church. Hope to see you October 11 to 14.
The Purpose-Driven Conference is back. get ready for renewal for you, your congregation, and your city. Register at pd.church. That's pd.church.